Good morning. We are talking with the hosts of the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast. We have Megan and Dustin Payne from Payne Rock Acres, correct?
Correct.
So good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And we were kind of talking about this off air that you guys are hosting the Dairy Breakfast for the very first time. So you are finding out as you're going through how much fun this is can be to be a host. So the Dairy Breakfast coming up on June 6th. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. at your farm just outside of Eastman. And we'll get into all the details later, but talk a little bit about the history of your farm.
So my mom and dad purchased the farm in 1982 and remodeled the barn in 1984 and raised four siblings. I got four siblings, a brother and two sisters that grew up on the farm. And we were milking 22 cows until I took over, and now we're up to milking about 60 cows a day.
So again, you guys are a little bit of an anomaly here, because when you think dairy farms, now we're starting to see the big, big farms where they're in a double parlor milking, you know, 300 or, you know, even 100 or, you know, 200 or, you know, the really big farms that are milking closer to 500 to 1,000. But you guys are still a true family farm that, you know, it's you and your mom and your nephews out there milking, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes. We got a niece that is part-time also.
We don't want to forget her. And so it's a true family operation. You know, maybe not the big, fancy, shiny parlor that you see. I think you said you're in a tie stall?
Yes, we milk and house in the tie stall, and then our extra cows go in a freestall barn, and then we switch back and forth.
Which is very intimate for you and the cows. You get to know your cows really, really well.
I spend a lot of time there. Yes.
And again, you know, it's back to you're physically putting that milker on the udder yourself.
Yep.
It's not a robot. It's not a machine. It's still very manual labor.
Yeah, it is. Very, very much so, yes. Yeah.
And again, it's kind of that iconic, when you think Wisconsin dairy farm, when you think small family farm, I think this is the picture that kind of comes into everybody's mind. And I by no means are, you know, dissing anybody that's bigger or has, you know, expanded their herd. But when you think of that idyllic family farm, you know, they make Hallmark movies about this. Can we get Hallmark? They can come out to your farm and, and put that together, you know, that quintessential, truly family operation. Where it's you out there morning and night milking the cows.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep, very much.
And everybody's going to get to see that when they come out to the Dairy Breakfast on June 6th at your farm. And I know there's a lot of work that goes into all of this.
We keep a neat farm, but you'd be surprised what you find laying around when you start cleaning for something, yes.
Yeah, so you start going, oh, yeah, I guess we've just always piled all of these feed tubs over here, and maybe that actually doesn't look that pretty. But so, again, you know, you've got your two kids here with you today, which I'm sure they spend some time playing with cows and baby calves, correct?
We got two out of three kids here.
Yeah.
Two out of the three kids here. And I'm, like I said, I'm assuming they get to spend time helping mom and dad.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And Megan, I know you have a dairy background as well.
Yes. Yeah. My dad, I don't know, farmed all of his life pretty much. And my uncles still farm. They just got rid of their dairy cows, but they keep going.
So this is a lifestyle you're well accustomed to.
Yes and no.
I mean, it's ever changing. That's something that, you know, I don't think people quite understand if you're outside of the farming industry, is the cows still need to be milked twice a day.
Yes.
That doesn't change. But everything around that is constantly changing. The feed, you know, dairy milk prices are constantly changing. You know, just genetics has become a huge thing in the dairy industry. Do you want to invest in that? Are you trying to, you know, increase your milk production with genetics. I mean, that's a whole science in itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, soil science. I mean, soil all that comes along for
big thing.
Nutrition reasons and everything, too. So,
you know, I don't think some people understand that there is a specific seed corn that you can buy that it was supposed to help with milk production, that the nutrients in the corn is higher and yeah. suited better for dairy cows versus, yeah. you know, your Angus cows.
Yeah, it's a lot of the dairy industry's gone to a really high digestible starch, so the cows can absorb more and it makes them more efficient as far as milk production goes.
So again, there's so many things that, again, the cows still need to be milked twice a day, but there's, you know, soil science and seed corn and yeah. different mixes of feed. And there's, again, it's an evolving industry yeah. That you kind of constantly have to be going, well, what should we do? Do yeah. we invest in this corn? Do we invest in genetics? Do we invest in, you know, the actual facility itself?
Yeah.
Or do we just, you know, throw our hands in the air and say, I don't know, what's working is working.
Mm-hmm. No, it's I mean, technology has come a long way. All that stuff is good. It's good. It's going in the right direction. And the farms that have jumped on board, I mean, they've seen very good things
yes.
from it as far as cow monitoring and helping with labor issues and all that stuff. So
it's, even just the yeah. the surveillance cameras that you can now have yeah. in a barn, or you know when a cow is calving. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but when I was younger, it was you had to keep driving back or, walking into the barn to check and see if that cow had calved yet. Now you can do it from the, confines of your living room if you have a camera system.
Right. You can check on them while you're eating supper.
Exactly. Yeah. You actually get to eat supper that way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So again, well, best of luck to you guys as you get ready and do all of the cleanup for your farm. And again, June 6th is the date, 10 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And one important thing, I know we had some interviews before and we've talked with the Dairy Promotion Committee. There's not a lot of parking because you are on a county road.
Yeah, it's very limited. So they are highly suggesting use the buses, which will be in Seneca Town Hall, Seneca School District parking lots, and then Wenceslas Catholic Church in Eastman.
Yeah, so it'll be a short ride because you can drive to Eastman if you're in the Prairie du Chien or, outside communities. Drive to Prairie du Chien or drive from Prairie du Chien, stop in Eastman, get on the shuttle there, and it'll be a quick ride to the farm and back.
Yep. We're about 10 minutes from Seneca and 3 minutes from Eastman, so.
Right in the heart of Crawford County.
Yes.
So again, thanks to Dustin and Megan Payne from Payne Rock Acres getting ready for the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast coming up June 6th at your farm.
Yes, thank you.